From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, the shooting death of an Iraqi Muslim immigrant has his neighbors worried about neighborhood crime. First, though, about two dozen demonstrators gathered outside the Dallas home of Parker Rice last night. He's one of the two students expelled from the University of Oklahoma earlier this week after being identified in a racist fraternity video that went viral.
There's no excuse for it. I've done dumb things as a kid, but never have I singled out anybody to make them feel less than what they are, to fit in with anybody. That's all it is.
That's protester Chris Imuche. He didn't think the statements of apology issued 2 days ago through the parents of both OU students were sincere. For neighbor Stacy Moretta, the video was shocking.
I watched that video, and that was my child he was chanting about. And that makes me really, really sad that it's in my community. My child went to school with his younger brother.
Another neighbor, Mike Schutz, is a Jesuit Dallas alum like Parker Price. He said he was disappointed in the young man.
I believe he was just trying to be the ringmaster, the funny man, and for him that was the funny, entertaining thing. And it's just ignorant.
The protest was organized by a group called Next Generation Action Network. Last week's death of an Iraqi Muslim immigrant in far northeast Dallas has raised international attention. Ahmed Al-Jamali was outside with his wife and brother taking photos during the snowstorm when he was shot. No one's been arrested, and KERA's Stella Chavez reports that's left Al-Jamali's neighbors uneasy.
Jose Martinez has worked in his family's tire shop near the corner of Walnut Street and Aldalia Road for the last 4 years. It's down the street from the apartment complex where Al-Jamali was killed. Martinez says a lot of illicit activity takes place here, drug deals, prostitution, especially at night.
It's not something that we should be surprised about.
Martinez says his family has considered moving its business. The shop's been vandalized. Last year, a police officer was shot across the street. And a few days ago, a woman was shot in the leg in a nearby apartment complex.
The crime here has escalated like real bad in the past years. And the 4 or 5 years, I mean, it's been real bad. I mean, it seems that every day it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Though the national and international headlines have focused on potential racial angles to last week's shooting, police say they aren't sure if it's a hate crime. And they describe a scene that started out almost magical the night of March 4th.
Mr. Jamali had never seen snow. Just like, you know, all of us, a pretty snowfall brings the child out in us. And you can just imagine the excitement between his wife and his brother and himself as they were enjoying the snowfall.
That's Jeff Cotner with the Dallas Police Department speaking at a press conference. After shots were fired, Cotner says Al-Jamali yelled out, "I'm hit." Then he ran to his apartment. He died shortly after midnight at Texas Health Presbyterian.
He had recently come to the Dallas area from Iraq, and he was certainly leaving a country where he didn't have any opportunity, and he was looking forward to the opportunities that our country provides.
Nora Rangel lives in the apartment across the hall from Al-Jamali and his wife. The shots startled her daughter.
She stood up and shouted, "Mom, I hear gunshots." We didn't want to go outside, so we looked out the windows from the balcony. That's when I saw the man's wife running with two men.
Rangel and her husband weren't sure what had happened.
A few seconds passed and the woman began screaming, "Somebody help me."
They opened their apartment door and saw an injured Al-Jamali bleeding near his door. Rangel's daughter and husband each called 911. The weather was deteriorating.
The snow was coming down hard and it was very windy. They moved his body inside the apartment.
Police say the shots came from a rifle, but they're trying to figure out if one or more guns were used. Four men were caught on surveillance video walking in the complex. Rewards totaling $12,000 are being offered. Alia Salem, executive director of the Local Council on American Islamic Relations, says she's still worried that it might have been a hate crime. Al-Jamali was Muslim.
This is a tragedy that has brought extreme heartache upon the family and extreme heartache upon the community. There is no shortage of sadness for the loss of this beautiful young man who has only just come to this country 20 days ago.
For now, she's asking the public's help in identifying the suspects and raising money for the family. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Dallas police wants anyone with information about this case to call Crime Stoppers at 214-373-8477. Albert Maisel set the standard for concert documentaries with his 1970 film, Gimme Shelter. He and his brother David championed the concept of direct cinema. Albert Maisel's died last week at the age of 88. Our big screen team talks about his contributions to the world of film with VideoFest artistic director Bart Weiss.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And we're joined by Bart Weiss, artistic director of VideoFest. Bart, thanks for coming back.
How you doing?
Great. So if you know Albert Maisel's, it's probably either for Gimme Shelter, the Rolling Stones documentary, or Grey Gardens, a film about a couple of Jackie Kennedy's relatives living in squalor. What separates these films that he made with his brother David from other documentaries?
Well, they really set the tone for documentaries in the sort of early days. He was one of a group of what were then young filmmakers who, instead of doing educational films, they would look at the world and observe and not get in the way. They would not put up a light. They would not ask anybody to move. They would not have voiceover narration. Their way of working, which was called direct cinema, was to follow the people, have no preconceived notion as you're going in, but just sort of observe the moment, and then in editing, find the story.
Stephen earlier mentioned Gimme Shelter and Grey Gardens, and I would put Salesman in there as well as one
Absolutely.
Of his best movies. I'm wondering which of Albert's films had the biggest impact on you.
I think Salesman is by far the most important film because it was so groundbreaking at the time. Following these people that were unknown to anybody, they're just going around selling Bibles and sort of capturing those intimate moments, I think was really kind of transcendent at the time.
And it's notable that he was able to tell stories of the most famous people in the world and the Rolling Stones and also these very everyday people.
When you look at his work, there is this incredible duality between famous people, Brando, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and incredibly like everyday people. And to him, there was a real kind of connection to them and finding the beauty and the poetry in those people's life.
Bart, I know at the Video Festival you've given out the Albert Maisel's Award for several years now. What can you tell us about what that means and what Albert was like when he came into town?
When he was here, he was incredible. I mean, here's a man who was like in his 80s and he would be flying in from Russia, come in and do a workshop for all kinds of young filmmakers, do his program, you know, give the award to somebody, and then go to a party. And he would be the last one to leave. And when he was at a party, he would look you in the eye like you were the only person in the room. And people were starstruck because he has this way of gazing into you and sort of seeing something amazing, which I realized was the way he shot films. It's like when he was in the moment, he was totally in that sense of moment, and that allowed him to sort of get access to people in a way that nobody else really could.
Bart Weiss, thanks for joining us today to talk about Albert Maisel's.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bart.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. Look for mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog until 1 this afternoon, a 50% chance of rain and a high near 65. It's 51 degrees now in Dallas, 53 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.